Welcome back to Healthcare Forward. I'm here with a collections expert today to tackle something that keeps many healthcare providers up at night: unpaid medical bills. Here's something that might surprise you. Many Americans with medical debt have no other debt, indicating that medical debt can create financial crises for people with otherwise good financial standing. So how should patients actually handle medical collections, and when should providers call in the pros?
You know, that really highlights the unique nature of medical debt. It's not like credit card debt that builds up over time. It can hit anyone, anywhere, anytime. When patients first get that bill, the most important thing is to not panic and to stay in communication with the provider's office or hospital billing department.
Right. Communication seems to be key. What should patients actually do when they receive that first shocking bill?
First, request a detailed invoice if you didn't get one. Many providers will actually work with patients on payment plans. The key is staying engaged. If you continue making payments on time and returning calls and emails, that helps your provider keep your debt in-house for as long as possible. The moment you stop communicating or fall behind, that's when referrals to collections typically happen.
That makes sense. But let's flip the script. From the provider's perspective, when does it make sense to bring in professional healthcare collection services?
Great question. Many medical offices and hospitals send outstanding debts to collections quickly, simply because they lack the training and resources to handle them efficiently. There are really three key factors to consider: HIPAA compliance capabilities, your current success rate, and whether collections are taking away from your core services.
Let's break that down. HIPAA compliance is obviously huge in healthcare. How does that factor in?
HIPAA regulations dictate how patient information must be protected and handled. If a provider doesn't have the expertise to ensure compliance, they could face hefty fines and reputation damage. A reputable debt collection agency will have the resources and expertise to ensure HIPAA compliance. They need business associate agreements, they understand the minimum necessary standard, and they implement administrative, physical, and technical safeguards to protect patient information.
Absolutely.
Success rates are another big piece of this puzzle. Debt collection success rates can vary significantly based on factors like the type of debt and the agency's strategies, but they often fall in the 20 or 30% range. Medical debt recovery tends to be more challenging than other types of debt. If your in-house collection rate is significantly below industry benchmarks, that's a red flag that you might need professional help.
That point about success rates sets up our next piece, the resource allocation question. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Healthcare providers face complex challenges managing unpaid medical bills while maintaining patient relationships. Southwest Recovery Services helps maximize cash flow by recovering past due accounts on a contingency basis. You only pay a percentage of what's actually collected. Our HIPAA-compliant team understands healthcare billing intricacies and uses patient-centric approaches to maintain positive relationships. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on those success rates, how do you handle the balance between collections and patient care when resources are stretched thin?
That's exactly the third factor I mentioned. Revenue cycle management encompasses patient registration, insurance verification, claim submissions, patient billing, and collections. When collections start consuming too much staff time and attention, it diverts resources away from mission-critical tasks like patient care. I actually had a clinic tell me their billing staff was spending most of their time chasing payments instead of, you know, helping patients schedule appointments. Talk about putting the cart before the horse.
Wow, that's a significant drain. What are the benefits of outsourcing medical debt collections?
There are multiple key benefits. First, it frees up valuable resources that can be redirected to patient care. Second, professional agencies have advanced technology and automation that typical healthcare providers don't have access to. Third, they use patient-centric approaches and compassionate communication strategies to maintain positive relationships. And ultimately, it can lead to improved cash flow and patient satisfaction.
I see. Makes sense. What about the patient experience when debt goes to collections?
Here's something important. There's no shame in having medical bills referred to collections. Debt collection agencies are often willing to work with individuals to find mutually beneficial resolutions. They understand regulations like the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and they know that maintaining positive patient relationships is vital. Patients should ask for validation notices, keep records of communications, and remember that collectors want to work with them, not against them.
That's reassuring to hear. Have you ever wondered what regulatory protections patients should know about?
Absolutely. Under current regulations, hospitals generally cannot sell patient debt to a debt buyer unless you're ineligible for financial assistance or you haven't responded to assistance offers for 180 days. They also cannot report negative information to credit agencies or file court complaints until 180 days after initial billing. Many hospitals have charity care programs that can reduce or eliminate bills, especially for low-income patients. There are some specific exceptions to these rules, but these protections cover most situations.
Those are important protections. So to everyone listening in healthcare administration, what's your main takeaway on when to consider professional collections?
If you're struggling with HIPAA compliance, your collection rates are below industry standards, or collections are pulling your team away from patient care, it's time to consider outsourcing. The goal is maintaining positive patient relationships while maximizing cash flow. Or put another way, it's about preserving patient trust while ensuring financial stability. Professional agencies bring expertise, technology, and compliance knowledge that most healthcare providers simply don't have the resources to develop in-house.
Excellent insights. The key seems to be finding that balance between patient care and financial health. They're not mutually exclusive when handled strategically. Thanks for, breaking down this complex topic. For more resources on healthcare collections, visit swrecovery.com.